about home time. I can't see my father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. I can see
that, and praise God, the message. We are in the world, but not of the world, for heaven is our home. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let us turn this morning to the 20th chapter of Acts. Once again, a very familiar portion of Scripture we have seen. Quite a number of times we've looked at this, but let us read once again, Acts 20 and verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I want to speak this morning on the goal of edification. That is taken from what we read here. Commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. And that phrase comes from a word meaning to confirm or to edify. It is used a number of times in Scripture, and it is often, that same word is often translated edify or edification. It speaks of one actually building a house, and as we might say, even board by board, so to speak. I want to emphasize from this verse that the instrument of edification is the Word of God, the Word of His grace. Now, the Apostle Paul, of course, centering especially around the message that he preached because God gave to him the message for this entire church age, or this age of divine grace. And so he is He is commending this unto these Ephesian elders when he has met with them. Commend you to God and to the word of his grace. This grace, this word which is able to build you up or to edify you. Let's turn to the book of Jude, that little one chapter book before the book of Revelation. But there is so much couched in that little book, we're going to only consider a couple of verses here. Verse 20. Well, let's begin with verse 17. But, beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourselves, it is exactly the same word, edify, that we found there in Acts 20. And so this, and it also want to notice this centers around the very end time, the time in which we are living at this very hour. And so building up yourselves on your most holy faith. I want to emphasize that Paul and Jude are on exactly the same page. We'll see that here in just a moment. But building up yourselves on your own holy faith is exactly the same as being built up by the word of his grace. And it is so important that we understand that. Now, we will go into this here in just a little bit, but as we see here, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude tells us about the path to edification, which we will see a little later on in this message. I want to turn to the 10th chapter of Romans, though, where these two are brought together, where that we speak of the Word of God and also indeed of faith. Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 17. So then, these words mean that Paul has reached a conclusion to something. So then, that conclusion is here in this verse. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means, as Jude says, building up yourself on your most holy faith. And Paul said, I commend you to God in the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Those two are the same thing. They refer to exactly the same experience, being built up by the word of God. You will notice here that Paul is talking about the word as we read there again. So then, he concludes this from these words that come before. Back up to verse 14. How then shall they call on him whom they've not heard, believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel of peace, bring glad tidings of good things. Then Paul also calls Isaiah to record, to back him up, to confirm these things. But notice, they have, in verse 16, they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report, or who hath believed our preaching? All of these are references to the word of God. That's why that Paul concludes here, as he says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let us all understand there is no way to get faith outside of the word of God. we read over in Hebrews, without faith it is impossible to please him. Well, we're not going to do that. We are not going to get that wonderful attribute of faith unless we get into the Word of God. God's Word is the only thing that can produce that wonderful, that marvel of faith. We also read that of this same message in Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus says repeatedly to all of the churches, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, that is the Holy Ghost, saith unto the churches. The reason? Because this same hearing will be translated into faith. And this is what Jesus is saying. This is what Paul is saying. This is what indeed Jude is saying. Again, to refer back to Jude, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, and then he adds, praying in the Holy Ghost. And so the first thing that I want to emphasize on this, Jude is not saying we just go before and pray in the Spirit for a boatload of faith. What is Jude talking about? What's the connection when he says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost? What's the connection between those two? We'll not turn there, but be sure and take down these references. John 14:26 says it this way, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Again, John 16:12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Again, whatsoever you shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, as Jude has said, what we're praying for is a deep knowledge, understanding, and appropriation of God's Word. When we have that, that is when we will be built up. We will be edified. You will edify yourselves or build up yourselves in your most holy faith. It is all a result of the Word of God. Only God's Word can produce that faith. I want to turn to the 6th chapter of Ephesians, where Paul brings all of these things together as he writes to the Ephesians. Remember, he was speaking to the Ephesian elders there in Acts 20. Here he is writing the entire book to this church at Ephesus. And here in the 6th chapter of this book, go down to verse 10, finally, it seems like the same thing. His parting words to those Ephesian elders there in Acts 20 were, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. He comes to that same conclusion when he writes this letter to them. And so finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Then skip down to verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And this is somewhat the crux of this message. We have reached that evil day. We are there. And men are without excuse because God has told us exactly how we can and how we must conduct ourselves in this evil day. What Paul says here in these verses is a confirmation, a reiteration, so to speak, of what we've already seen about the building up in commending to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. And then Jude telling us that you build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. All of these things are brought together here in these few verses. And so let us understand, first of all, that we are to stand. This is not a path of aggression, where that you go and you just bowl the enemy over and you just take charge and now you dominate. Ours must be a stance of defense. We are told more than once, stand fast. Here we read against, in verse 11, stand against. Then on down once again in verse 11, withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, verse 14, stand. But you see, it is imperative that we know how to stand, that we be enabled to stand. And it is the same truth that we've been discussing this morning. We must be built up. We must be edified in divine grace, edified in, as Jude says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. And then he tells us, take unto you the whole armor of God. That's the same thing. Building up yourselves in this message of grace. And here's why. Beginning here in verse 14, I want to notice the numerous references that we have directly to the Word of God. Remember that as Paul, the conclusion that Paul reads there in Romans, and that is indeed that the Word of God is translated into faith, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. We have that same pattern here in these verses. And so notice how many references there are directly to his word. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Going down to verse 15. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16. Taking the shield of faith. Once again, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I love this shield of faith, wherewith she shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Keep in mind again, this is a defensive stand. This shield of faith can be moved around anywhere that it needs to be. It is not just in one special place. It doesn't refer just to one particular truth. It refers to all of the message. It refers to building up yourselves in all of your holy faith, so to speak. And so for any situation, for any difficulty, for any arrow that may come our way trying to destroy us, move the shield of faith around. And again, that comes, we have that shield of faith directly because of the Word of God. Notice further in verse 17, reference to the Word of God. Take the sword of the Spirit, and he names it, which is the Word of God. There is no doubt about that. And then we remember how that Jude said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We noted those words from Jesus, what that actually means, praying for this revelation, praying for the power of the Holy Ghost to lead us into truth in order that faith might indeed be spoken to our hearts. Notice what Paul says. Some people might not consider verse 18 to be a part of the armor, but it is. A part of the armor we are to take unto ourselves in this evil, ungodly, wicked day is praying. But it is interesting how Paul instructs us to pray. You know, sometimes people can be very general in their prayers, and there's times there's nothing wrong with that. But there are times we really do need to be specific in the way we pray. And here is one of them, as we'll see here in just a moment. First, Paul says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication. And you'll notice once again, it's in the Spirit. That's what Jude said, praying in the Holy Ghost. And so in the Spirit. I would like to emphasize here, sometimes people interpret praying in the Spirit, oh, you have to pray in tongues. No. You can pray in tongues in the Spirit, but we must pray in the Spirit in our native tongue. What does praying in the Spirit mean? It means praying as the power of the Holy Ghost instructs us. And Paul goes into great detail that sometimes that needs to be in a language people understand, or else they don't know what you're talking about. You're not going to edify them. And so praying in the Spirit simply means, it can include speaking in tongues, but praying in the Spirit simply means that we are under the power, the influence, and the dominance of the power of the Holy Ghost, and we must be that way whether we pray in tongues or in our own native language. So praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto, that is watching under prayer, with all perseverance. It means you must give yourselves to it. It is something you must stay with. It's not just a passing thing, but it is with perseverance, supplication, for all saints. Now, all of that can be general, whatever they need at the time. And indeed, I say we can be specific in that prayer. But I do want to notice that Paul had his own personal request. He requested a certain thing, a special thing, the way that these people would pray for him. And so he says in verse 19, and for me, I want you to pray for me, that I will have a great following, that I will have a whole lot of money, that I will have a whole lot of influence, that I would be greatly appreciated. No. Pray for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, what? To make known the mystery of the gospel. This is exactly the same thing that Jude was praying for. That you would be built up in your holy faith. Building up yourselves in your own holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. That can be for ourselves, but here, Paul is praying that he would be able to give forth this mystery of the gospel. When he speaks of the mystery of the gospel, he is speaking of the depths of the gospel, those things that are hidden, and the Holy Ghost has promised to reveal unto us, even as Jesus said there in John 14 and John 16, God intends for these things to be made known. Now, God answered that prayer. Because these words were uttered, as we read here, verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. Paul prayed, or wanted these people to pray for him, while he was in prison. And God answered that prayer, because I'm telling you, the mysteries that he's talking about, the gospel he's talking about, this gospel of divine grace has been extended not just to those local locales of those churches. Had Paul been out of prison, he would have been actively engaged going from one church to the other just as quick as he possibly could. He would be trying to establish new ones. He would be taking this message wherever he could in that day. Instead, God saw to it. He was locked up in prison. He wrote all of these glorious letters, and they reached down clear to the very end of this church age, where you and I are included in receiving the wonderful benefit of this prayer. And so praying in the Holy Ghost really does work, because he was praying that the gospel might go forth, as we have already seen, praying always here with all prayer and supplication, and this that I might make known this mystery of the gospel. And so today, as we close this message, we remind ourselves once again of what we had at the very beginning. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. It's not the word of his law. It's not the word of his requirement. It's not the word of his judgment. Many other things that we can say that God's word applies to. The word of his grace. And he is especially once again talking about the fullness of this grace message that Paul gave, that God rather gave to Paul for this entire church age. That's the word of his grace he's talking about. That is what is able to build you up. We are built up in orders we've seen here in these verses to stand and to gird yourself with the armor. We're built up to stand against the enemy. We are built up to resist his wiles. We are built up in order to come to this day, evil day, in which we stand. We are built up for that purpose. But notice this. He is able to build you up and then give you an inheritance. And I want to leave us with this closing thought. Our inheritance in heaven will depend directly on how much we are edified, or we are built up on your most holy faith. Commend you to God who is able to build you up. The word of his grace, able to build you up. And then comes the inheritance. And as we heard in the special song, that inheritance is not here. That inheritance is in glory. And so we would say with the Apostle Paul, we would say with Jude, that you building up yourselves in your own holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what we're praying for.